Good Friday morning. I'll call the meeting to order. Mr. Chairman Brad Holton, present is co-chair Commissioner Brooks and co-chair Commissioner Van Beek. And with that, we have a 9:30 agenda item, and it's fiscal year 2025 budget workshops. And we're going to start with IT. So, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Chief Operating Officer Brast, Mark Hogaboom, Winslow. I think it's good to be here, or at least I'll say it is. So, and I'll just jump right in. The mission of the Canyon County IT Department is to empower the community through innovative technology solutions. CCIT is dedicated to delivering reliable and secure IT capabilities that enhance the operations of county offices, departments, and improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the services for Canyon County constituents. Through collaboration, continuous improvement, and a commitment to excellence, CCIT strives to ensure our technological infrastructure meets the needs of today and the challenges of tomorrow. And with that, I'll jump right in. As you can see on the chart above, there were no changes to our revenue sources, so our revenue will remain the same as it was in FY24, $10,600. In the A budget, the regular employee 412030 line increased by $322,809,000 to a $2,979,511. There was a nominal overtime increase. The first major increase you'll see is in line item 413050. In FY24, the part-time position was senior administrative support specialist. That was in the print shop. That was funded through salary savings. And so we're asking for that in the budget this year. That is the increase for the part-time position that currently resides in the print shop. The next significant change is in line item 413080. We're asking for four items in this area. Item number one is for a new position. It is the position for the information security officer. This position, currently the county does not have the requisite IT discipline responsible for the design, implementation, oversight, and maintenance of the county's information technology system security, IT security policies, and all security-related processes at the enterprise level. The population growth of Canyon County, the exponential increase in data generation, and the IT infrastructure required to accommodate that data growth has outgrown the part-time approach to cybersecurity. It is imperative that we dedicate a full-time position to evaluate system security and recommend system configuration changes/enhancements to optimize industry best practices. This position is needed to primarily focus on protecting county data, security breach prevention, and dedication to making the IT ecosystem more secure. The information security officer needs to be an integral part of the CCIT team, working closely with the network architecture and engineer, vendors, and other technical staff in designing and creating a forward-looking security strategy. Item number two is adjustment to the pay for the business manager. The current business manager has been in the position for 9 years, has the same supervisory mission responsibilities as management peers within the IT department. However, the business manager is the only manager in IT that is not a classified grade 16. This is according to HR. The grade cannot be adjusted as there are multiple county employees within the same classification. The contribution of this manager go far beyond administrative duties. The impact is felt countywide and the services the business team provides. The business manager makes significant contributions to the county in multiple ways. Print shop, purchase orders for IT equipment, claims, financial transactions, accounting, and asset management for all related IT items. These are just a few things this manager is responsible for and the entire county benefits from. Are there any questions there? I'm reading the audience, and I see that Commissioner Van Beek looks like she wants to ask me something.
Not necessarily. I just appreciate that you're highlighting the fact that we, as a growing county, need to protect that infrastructure. So you have a great team, and I appreciate the next step in ensuring that.
Item three under that line item is a adjustment for the operations manager. The operations manager has the largest branch within IT. This manager is solely responsible for 16 personnel across 5 IT disciplines and 9 county classifications. The operations manager conducts one-on-ones, writes evaluations for each of these personnel. Not only has this manager demonstrated the technical skills necessary to lead this diverse team, they're quickly becoming an exceptional leader. This manager has demonstrated the ability to make tough decisions amongst the operations team. They've also been pivotal to a number of recent initiatives in IT, such as revamping the business continuity and resiliency effort, collaborating with team members and vendors to make Microsoft 365 a reality in the county, and contributing to a hard target cybersecurity posture for the county. Though all managers within IT are critical to our success, the operations manager's willingness to accept a disproportionate amount of responsibility is truly remarkable. This increase that is being asked is based upon unwavering commitment to the mission and personnel placed in his charge, and it is equitable considering there is no other supervisory chain amongst these 16 personnel. Item 4 in this line item is an adjustment to a system administrator 1. The system administrator 1 identified has been in the position for 3 years. Yet during the course of that 3 years, they have not received an equity-based pay increase during that time, which will align them with other IT personnel in the same classification with similar time and position. During that time, they've demonstrated an extremely high level of commitment. The commitment extends beyond accepting any and all tasks to get the mission accomplished, but it has overflowed into their approach to learning and enhancing their skill set. The system administrator was the least experienced when hired. However, they have become the operations manager, most reliable system administrator 1 on the team. And this has been rewarded with increased duties and responsibilities. This pay increase is equitable and commensurate with those increased duties and responsibilities. The last item in this line item is an adjustment to the network administrator. The network administrator has the daunting task of managing the Avaya phone system and its workspaces. They have readily accepted the huge leadership role in collaborating with multiple vendors and peers across the country to identify problems impacting county users and ultimately finding resolutions to those problems. During a recent attendance to the Avaya conference, the network administrator was able to speak directly with system engineers about configuration problems plaguing our system. In addition to this role, they have learned principles of networking to assist the network architect and network engineer in designing and maintaining the Canyon County IT ecosystem. The duties of the network administrator are commensurate of a system administrator 1 on the system administration team. The only difference being is they're assigned to the network team. This pay increase will allow the network admin to be more closely aligned with those performing similar duties within the IT team. Questions? I'm sure there are.
So, yeah, I have one question, and that would be about the information security officer. If I understand that cyber attacks, to some extent, are unpredictable, with the exception of an election year. Are we experiencing abnormally high? And if we are, does this need to be instituted before the end of the year? Do you have the budget to do that? These are just questions that come to mind. That my hearing of scuttlebutt of about the cyber attacks, and I don't know if it relates directly to Canyon County, is that they're at an all-time high and they're nastier than ever.
Mr. Chairman, there is some validity to that assessment that during an election year there is a relatively increase. As far as Canyon County is concerned, I do not yet have the resources, as in cybersecurity suites, products, software, to sit back and be able to assess and tell us how many attacks there are against our system at this particular time. As far as the budget, do we have the budget? I think we probably have to get a little bit closer to August. We still have some outstanding contracts that need to be paid and things of that nature. But as far as that salary is concerned, I would not lean toward we do have it as of right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Chief?
Mr. Chair, on these equity adjustments, are these based on performance, or are these just equity adjustments where you think they should be in the scale?
I think they should be in the scale compared to their other members of their team who are in that scale right now.
These are truly equity adjustments.
I think they're equity adjustments. And I think, you know, once they upon examination, there may be some instances where there are elements of merit increase. But as I sit back and I look across the entire team from an equitable perspective, these adjustments are asked for so that it puts them in line with other members of the team with like duties and responsibilities.
Okay, that was an important clarification. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Hello?
Yes.
On the part-time,
yes.
There are two part-time positions, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And what are those two part-time positions?
The part-time position, the first part-time position is a analyst two, in direct support of the CAPS program. And the second one is the print shop, the senior administrative support specialist in the print shop. Those are the only two part-time positions that we currently have.
Okay. Onward.
Onward and upward. Outstanding. I will now move to the B budget. The first line item of the B budget is 521101, professional consultants. We're asking for a $7,500 increase in that line item. The primarily dedicated to $45,000 for the Microsoft 365 project. This expenditure allows for consultation to assist with the 365 implementation by increasing the knowledge and skill set of IT personnel. One of the goals and objectives that I had when I came on board last year was the migration of the county to Microsoft 365. In that initial assessment, though we have some extremely, extremely highly intelligent professionals, they were not experienced in a migration of this magnitude. And so when identifying that, we realized that we would need help. And so the increase that we're asking for right now will allow us to have that right seat, left seat help. What that means is we're not asking for a vendor to come in and do it for us. That would be an exorbitant amount to request. What we're asking for is the consultation for that vendor to come in and stand over our shoulders while we learn to do it ourselves. There will be future migrations in the county of this magnitude, but by having this consulting this time, we learn how to do this process, we learn how to go through it, and we're able to do it ourselves when future migrations come about. An additional $5,000 is for the Avaya support. We have, as I stated earlier, asking for the adjustment to the network administrator. Once moving to the Avaya system, there are a lot of complications and a lot of things that we have to work through. We have one network administrator right now who has gone to attend the conference, but attending the conference, networking with other members throughout the country is not enough. We're still going to have to be able to call back and ask for that support at a manufacturer or a vendor level. And that's why we're asking for that $5,000 support in that aspect. Another part of that is the Carbon Networks. They were the intermediary. They were also another support system. They're the interface between Avaya. And so we also need to sit back and coordinate with them as well on occasions. And this allows us to be able to do that so that what we want to do ultimately is we want to sit back and we want to resolve the problems with the Avaya system. That way we can sit back and do a no kidding assessment as to whether or not we have had the ability to operate at full capability or whether we may need to look once we've recognized the return on our investment. Do we need to move on? But we can't do that until we get the system operating optimally. And we don't want to begin to do that. So we're asking for these increases to allow us to get us to a point where we know that we're fully operational with the Avaya system and whether or not it serves Canyon County in the manner that we need it to. There are no questions there. Line item 521120, miscellaneous professional services. There are several other entities within the county outside of those primary technology ones that we asked for. We're asking for there's an $11,000 increase there total, but we're asking for a wireless survey network, dead spot. So several places in the county, the wireless connection is bad. And a lot of that is because we may not necessarily have the right access points. We have somewhat of an integrated Wi-Fi system. And so you'll see later on in the presentation that there are things that we're asking for from a hardware and a software configuration perspective, but we need some of these professional service to help identify where those dead spots are, to make sure that we have wireless access points in the correct places so that we can maximize the infrastructure that we have that services our Wi-Fi. We're asking for $7,000 in the data support, database administration. We have two database administrators on the IT team responsible for all the databases in the county. And so sometimes they need to reach out to professionals at a higher level and ask for that assistance to be able to sit back and make sure that they're administering our databases most effectively and most efficiently as they possibly can. We're all familiar with the integration of OnBase in the county. And so we're asking for that $10,000 line item to go back and ask for OnBase support. This allows us to sit back in our enterprise DCM, what is it? Enterprise
Content Manager.
I knew the word I was looking for. Thank you. Our enterprise content manager technician, Ms. Urbina, has the ability to go back. We have the ability to sit back and utilize those funds to consult with OnBase or DataBank, who is the vendor responsible for OnBase. So we need that to sit back and make sure that we're most efficiently and effectively utilizing DataBank. ESRI, this allocation provides for the support GIS environment used in multiple offices and departments in the county. The geospatial information systems are becoming more and more prevalent as the county grows. I sat back and listened to the assessor's briefing not too long ago, and it's become very, very evident that we are a growing county, and so we need to have accurate information from our GIS systems. Line item 521122, voice and data wiring. That growth that we talk about has necessitated a supplement. About 6 years ago, we put in a cable management system. That was about 5 or 6 years ago. However, we need to supplement that system now as our ecosystem continues to grow. It allows for us to have a more organized communications closet. And by having a more organized communications closet, it facilitates faster replacement and troubleshooting of equipment. Those things that go bad or break, we're able to replace them quicker. We're able to sit back and troubleshoot more efficiently that way as well. No change, same as the FY24 allocation. Where you'll see one of the biggest growths in the budget that the IT department is asking for is in 533-301, our service contracts. We're asking for a $66,650 increase in that line item. That is primarily because of the increase of service providers and vendors throughout the country in the IT industry. We sit back and account for a 3%, but in all actuality, the average inflationary increase in the IT industry is somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15%. And in some instances, depending upon the product, it's even to as much as 20%. And so things such as GIS licensing for various users in the county, $16,800. We talked about DataBank. That DataBank subscription on a yearly basis as of right now is $87,000 is what it is to renew. That is going to increase each year over the next 2, 3, 4 years based upon the inflationary cost that the vendor. They're passing that on to us for their research and development. It's costing them, and as a result, we end up getting that inflationary increase. Are there any questions about 533-301?
Mr. Chair, I mean, obviously, I know this budget pretty tight. With that $891,000, there is a built-in 3% on top of that for the anticipation of that growth of subscription, because there are about 50 vendors we deal with on an annual basis. And I've sat with IT 2 or 3 times around these numbers, so this $957,648 reflects another 7% we add on top of the 3% to kind of account for some of that inflation of costs. Okay. So we figured it would be a good average between that 20% clear down to 2%. Okay. And some are flat.
I was going to say, just for a small piece of information, over the last 30 days, we've seen about $35,000 in increase in renewals. So
that 7% on top gets us to that 10% that I alluded to a moment ago.
The cost of doing business.
It is unfortunate. 533-310, same allocation as FY24, same for 535-501. 542-201 telephone, there's a $2,000 increase. That allocation request reflects the increase both in users and the cost to provide to those users. 542-203, our cellular phone. We expect upgrades, so we're only asking for a $700 increase, but projected equipment upgrades. The average service is about $1,475 per month, which puts us about $17,700 per year. Five four two two oh five. There's no change there. Same as the FY24 allocation. Same with 542-207. There was a decrease in 543-301 job score with an HR introduction for the job advertisement. We asked for that decrease, and what we're asking for in that line item is only to supplement that advertising. So, $543-305. $50 increase. This allocation is in line with previous FY posted allocations. Slight increase based upon cost and usage. No change to the 543-308 line freight charges, as for 544-401 as well. Before I get into 545 series, the 545 series increases as far as meals, mileage, taxi, parking, hotel. Those are already all directly connected to the increase in education and training. And I'll go through those increases, but I'll explain it once I get to the education and training line. Okay. So we're asking for a $1,330 increase in meals. No change in 545-502. A $250 increase for Uber transportation for the various in-residence training courses that we have identified in education and training. This produced some cost savings in that we don't have to rent cars as much, and it saves on rental car purchases. 545-504, same allocation as FY24. There's an $8,900 increase in the 545-505 line for hotels. Once again, due to the in-residence training that I'll identify in the education and training line, we'll get to that. No change to 545-506. There's an $1,800 increase to the 545-507 airfare. Once again, indicative of the increase in in-resident cost for training. Same allocation for rental cars, 545-508. 546-610, there is a $15,500 increase. I think based upon some of the other workshops that we've seen, training is imperative and probably nowhere more important than in IT. IT changes, the speed with which IT changes is on average is about 6 to 8 months. So we have to make sure that the personnel on our IT team are current and that their education and training is relevant. That allows us to sit back and make sure that we as a county are on the cutting edge when it comes to IT, but also it makes sure that we're aware of industry best practices as they relate to IT and, more importantly, security. And so we can't negate, we look across all of the disciplines in IT, and there are line items for just about everybody. $11,500 for Pluralsight. Pluralsight is an online training platform that allows our IT personnel to sit back and look at and pull from a host of courses. This provides some foundational knowledge in some of the discipline areas, but it still does not negate the fact that there's in-residence training needed for specialty courses, such as networking, such as our Avaya system, such as our GIS. Those in-residence trainings are vital. A perfect example of that is the Avaya conference that we just had our network administrator attend. Had he attended, we're looking where we can, we look for virtual training, but had he not attended that in-residence course, he would have never been able to meet the engineer to sit back and talk about those problems directly, nor would he have been able to establish a network with Michigan State, who identified some of the same problems that we're having here in the county, and it brings about quicker resolution. So those opportunities are what that's the intangible that we get from the in-residence training courses, which is why we're asking for some of those increases. $700 for our print shop to sit back and attend an educational conference to enhance their skill set there. $1,200 for Admin Pro certification, which is an in-person accelerated certificate program. We're looking for certifications as we possibly can across all IT disciplines. The on-base training, the $6,500 on-base allows us to go and access that database and access that training tool and be able to pull that training, and it's for anybody in IT, not just for our ECM specialists, but for anybody in IT, they're able to pull that training. Our AIIM membership, unlimited access to a robust collection of original educational content for information professionals at all levels, primarily used by our imaging specialist, who is 1D, and she sits in the dark and images daily, all day, every day. Our development team, to be able to attend the Visual Studio Live conference, remaining current with emerging trends in application development, which we process. We serve right now over 200 applications that team has either built and or maintains. And so this is an opportunity for them to continue that education. $1,000 Momentum Conference to benefit both the treasurer and the assessor's office, sending a developer to that conference so that they can sit back in residence and gain the skill set and gain the necessary skills required. So educational training is a big item for us. We know that there's an increase there, but the return on the investment of that will be immeasurable. Yeah. 548-401, employee appreciation. We're asking for a $50 increase there for, you know, service plaques and things of that nature, which also has seen an increase in cost as well. So 551-010, office supplies. We're asking for a $4,000 increase there. $850 for anti-fatigue mats for our mailroom. When they sit back and they have to stand and process that mail on a daily basis. We're asking for $1,200 for upgrade to glass training boards in our training room. The ones that we currently have right now have a lot of the residue and a lot of the film. You can see what was written a year and a half ago on some of those. So we're looking to modernize those. And then for things that we use countywide in the pro shop, DVDs, CDs, USB flash drives, office-related IT things that we service the entire county for. Line item 551-120, printing supplies. We're asking for a $2,500 increase for a 27-inch laminator, which will allow us to provide shipping labels, DMV ticket labels, mailroom products, envelopes, print shop products for the entire county as well. 551-121, postage supplies. There's a $100 increase there. $551-130, computer supplies that we provide to the entire county. There's a $500 increase there, whether that be keyboards, mice, USB hard drives, cables, peripheral, all those things that we sit back and provide the county when they need. We're asking for that line item increase there. 551-131, computer paper. We're asking for a $7,000 increase there. We asked for this request. This allocation is based upon averaging the cost, total cost of FY23 and where we are year to date in FY24. And as of right now, year to date, I think we're at $67,078, if I'm not mistaken, based upon our spreadsheet. So we have definitely gone over. We still have an entire quarter in this fiscal year to go. And so 554-405 security systems, we're asking for a $500 increase there. The big build is to replace one of the Blue Iris servers. It has reached its end of service date. It's about 8 years old. And so it is past its life cycle. So in the future, we're looking to replace. We had a great conversation yesterday with facilities, a joint conversation between facilities and IT. And we're talking to vendors as far as camera systems for the county. So right now we have somewhat of a hodgepodge system, but what we want to do is we want a more comprehensive system. That's not right now. We have other higher priorities, but in the future, it's one of the things that we're going to be looking to do, to sit back and eliminate the hodgepodge and create one consolidated effort where we're able to sit back and integrate both access systems along with cameras. We're able to control, we're able to point direct. And so that's the future. But as of right now, we have a entity on our network that is 8 years old. And once it's beyond its end of service, there's no patching for it. It becomes a security vulnerability. And so I want to eliminate and remove as many of those as we possibly can, and this is one of those.
Yes, Chief.
That line item of 554405, that Polaris server replacement is about $7,500, pretty much at a minimum. That
yes.
probably should go to a 680 account.
Okay.
Instead of the 55
okay.
account. So.
Sorry, repeat that.
Oh. There's a $7,500 expense in that line item for security systems. You might have to move that to a 680 account.
Okay. Thank you.
That way, at the end of the year, it's reflected in the right chart.
Thank you. Line item 554445, no change, same as the FY24 allocation. $577,100 computer equipment. We're asking for a $26,900 increase. We need to replace the misdemeanor probation conference room computer, also the elections conference room. We're looking for $3,000 to purchase an operations iPad and Remarkable for our system administrators. We're budgeting $47,100 for replacement of 2020 equipment. So it has reached its end of service, 5 years. Once again, as with servers and anything else that's on the network, any other endpoint, once it's reached end of service, we start to sit back and it becomes a security vulnerability. The longer we leave it on the network, the more prevalent that security vulnerability becomes. One of the things that we want to avoid doing is once we get that information security officer, we don't want them to sit back and see that that's the first thing that we have and those endpoints and those servers and those other things that our network are beyond end of service. So. That's what we're asking for those replacements for. Some of that $47,100 would be for public kiosk computers and PA, assessor's office, DSD, various conference room microcomputers since we support all conference rooms in the county. But some of that $47,100 is also to replace IT workstations, laptops, and training lab computers, which is used by more than just IT. Part of that is a $13,000 proof of concept setups countywide. We utilize that anytime there is a department or an office in the county who is looking to do a proof of concept. They need a new monitor, new television, whatever the case may be. We just recently did it for the constituent services director, pulling it out of that funding line. So, we also asked for $5,000 within that $47,100 for various displays around the county that need replacing. And monitor replacements within the IT department as well. Line item 577110 software. There's a $6,000 decrease in that line item. I don't get to say that very much, do I?
You're welcome to see it more often.
I wish I could. $5,000 is for the design conductor. This is allocation allows the print shop to standardize design templates for all county users. Users still control their content. However, the templates are controlled by IT. So that makes sure that we have a uniformity and a standardization in the products that we produce and not allowing this particular department or this particular office to have a product that is just not worthy of Canyon County. So. That allows us to be able to do that with that design conductor. $15,320 for document composition and document packaging within OnBase. It'll be beneficial across the county as it allows for the creation of various letters, facilitates document packaging, which has the ability to improve the public records request. I understand that working with the Director of Constituent Services, we're looking at a more robust PRR system, but this particular product allows or lends itself to more streamlined product as it relates to public records requests and how we go about processing those. $2,500 for the GitHub code repository. This allows our application team to have a cloud repository for all of the applications that they developed. This will, at some point in the future, minimize, decrease our physical footprint in some instances. This is a product that I think will benefit our application development team and better enable them to to sit back and create more applications for various users, offices, and departments within the county. Pulseman for $1,800 allows our development team to build APIs, which are application programming interfaces. This allows them to sit back and be able to communicate between like systems, like or unlike systems. Those APIs allow them to sit back and be able to say, okay, I've got this system over here. I have to have some way of either transferring that data or communicating. The APIs will allow them to do that. $1,000 for the Jamf expansion. This is a mobile management device for Apple products. And so as the number of those increase within the county, we also need a means to manage those devices to make sure that we understand that, you know, Apple is good about security patches, but we have the ability to sit back and manage those devices, whether that means we need to wipe it at some particular time, or we need to sit back and monitor and ensure the security is where it needs to be. This is that is a vital product for asset management outside of our normal Windows products. 577120, small office equipment, $6,100 decrease. I said it again, Mr. Chairman.
Note taken.
We're looking to just replace, we're asking, we're only replacing two small printers on that line item. 577121, office furniture, $2,000 increase. We're looking to replace the chairs and for both IT personnel, but also the chairs and the training lab, which also services all members of the county who use that lab. 577138, communications equipment. $15,000 for network equipment, serving as a contingency for emergency network needs, cables, servers, switches, routers, whatever the case may be. We're asking for $37,000 to upgrade the county switches. Let me clarify, upgrade 1/3 of the county switches. There are legacy switches which don't necessarily support new Wi-Fi 7 protocol and the access point that accompany that. To replace all of the switches, a $110,000 effort, we made the decision to sit back and spread that cost over 3 years. And so that we're able to replace them, fully replace those switches between FY 25, 26, and 27. It'll cost them about $37,000 each. $15,000 of that are headsets and phone replacements. Telephony hardware, which occurred in the fiscal year. These costs include headset replacements, new lines, et cetera. And a $65,000 wireless access point replacement. This is an infrastructure need. The existing wireless infrastructure has been in place almost 8 years. The replacement of this Wi-Fi infrastructure will accommodate new laptops. One of the things of the Microsoft Enterprise upgrade, we will be moving to Windows 11. We'll be migrating to Windows 11. This wireless access point replacement is going to be necessary for those computers to be able to sit back and use that. This is a $130 effort that we're looking to split over two fiscal years, FY 25 and 26, at $65,000 each year. And I think that concludes my P budget. Any questions?
Mr. Chair. Director Higgins, I have a question on your software on GitHub. Is GitHub going to replace your Azure DevOps that you own with O365?
Is it going to replace what?
Your Azure DevOps and your Office 365 suite.
Yeah.
Is GitHub a domestic cloud or a global cloud? All of our applications and source codes?
It would have to be domestic. It would have to be domestic. Based upon the various applications that are used by personnel, agencies, and offices throughout the county, it would have to be domestic because there are requirements such as CJIS requirement if there are any applications developed for the sheriff's office, if there are any applications that relate to HIPAA data or anything of that nature where that type of data is exchanged, it would require. And that's one of the things that we sit back and look at. It would have to be a domestic repository.
So when you look at that pricing, does that guarantee domestic? Because typically GitHub is a open source platform that's global. It's not domestic. So I was just curious if you've looked into that.
So yeah, that's for the enterprise license, which I believe would be domestic.
Yeah. We will follow up to ensure.
Because I know we have 100-ish custom applications written in-house. Just wanted to make sure all that source code's in a safe place.
So if you could confirm that for the next go around, that'd be great.
Because we had previous issues about previous developers, not developers in today's IT world, were putting source code up in the cloud, unknown to the IT director, and I want to not get into that situation again.
Okay.
Like I said, the ethics in the group it is now, I don't see that happening.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
I have some questions to go back to the A request. Just want to make sure that I've been kind of asking this of folks who've been coming forward just to make sure that there's clarity. Okay. The business manager one.
Yes.
I looked at that individual, the 9 years in grade, and that looks like what we call an equity adjustment, mm-hmm. to get them up. The system admin one, mm-hmm. Looks like that individual, I see in here 3 years, they're about 2.5. Essentially the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
This individual is about 25% in the grade already,
okay.
which seems consistent with 2 years of employment. So this would be like a proactive step forward if we were to think of ourselves as taking steps in grade consistently. It doesn't look like it's necessarily a catch-up. I want to be cautious because I'm not HR. Mm-hmm. I'm just employing some frameworks. When others have requested something that's similar, if that's what that is, for them to stay, you know, continue to take steps in grade, then I would view that more like, that would be more under the COLA bucket, whether or not employees get a step up. Because one of the determinations, if this is truly an equity and the commissioners decide to give a COLA, it would be applied to what steps they take. And if this employee is entering their third year, they would potentially be like 35, 40% in grade, almost nearing half grade, which is accelerated. Now, if it's a promotion, then that would be called out separately, if that makes sense. The network admin, that individual. So what catches me a little bit is your final sentence and the justification, his duties are commensurate of a system admin one. But you're not requesting that he be retitled to a system admin one, but he's doing work that's similar to a system admin one. So I would defer. This is where I just kind of say and sometimes an employee is doing work that's similar. Is that a grade up? Is that title a grade up?
I don't think it is.
Yeah. I would just have more questions. And that would be more like when we have the comp discussion to really kind of look at all of these just to make sure. Because if it was a grade up, and it would make more sense to say, possibly, I'm not you, a promotion would be clearer for me to understand. I'm asking this person be retitled to this title because that would be like a reorg. But if they're continuing to be a network admin,
it's the same grade, they're both 14s.
Yeah, so that would be more, that would just need to be scrutinized within that context. It's not clear to me. I think the first one's clear, the business manager, that would be an equity adjustment. The system admin one looks like it's still a relatively new employee who's advancing the grade a little bit. The network admin, I don't really have a strong opinion on. I think that could be. And then the last one, I know we omitted names here, but you know, this individual's had a lot of years at the county. And one of the things, commissioners, that you're gonna have to look at, that HR I don't think has provided clear definitive guidance on what is the value of time outside of grade. So if someone continues to escalate in advance, they might have a promotion, say, 3 years ago, where their time in grade is really 3 years, but they might have 6, 7, 8 years prior of taking steps up. And those prior years shouldn't count for zero, but it's not the same as a year in the grade that they're in currently. So this is where determining the value of an employee and where they should be in the grade is somewhat complex. It's a little bit of a science and a little bit of an art, but all of those prior years should be worth something. And whether they convert to 2 years to 1 year or 3 to 1, whether they have education or not, what sort of certs, Again, that's a comp discussion with HR. But this is a longtime employee who shows a record of taking steps forward. Their time in their current grade, I think, is several years. This would be moving them close to the midpoint of the current range, which, you know, seems okay to me. I'm not trying to play the role of HR. There's nothing that sticks out as...
And that was the conversation that I had with HR.
Yeah.
The exact conversation I had with HR.
It's really just the system admin one that looks more like it's a proactive step as opposed to an equity catch up for a fairly recent employee.
No, lose the conversation.
Oh, did you already share that same opinion, Chief Rast? Or
Mr. Chair, clerk, yeah. Steve and I actually talked about that specific title, person, role, tenure, and there might be a change there.
There might be a change. So
good eye.
Yeah, and thank you. I sipped my coffee this morning. But and to be fair, this is something that we've done because I think I feel somewhat the responsibility because we've kind of opened the door to say, listen, new positions, that's clear. Promotions, which is clear, you're actually retitling people. Or in these cases, you're not asking for a retitling on the four. Then it falls under, is this equity? Is this kind of catch up for someone who's fallen behind where they should be in the grade? And I think two or three, possibly that one, it doesn't look like it's they've fallen behind and it's a catch up. It looks like more it's a proactive step. So that's why I was asking, with the illusion that they're performing duties of another role, if that's a grade up, then it would maybe be to retitle to that position. But if not, that might be one when we do the comp discussion. I'm not saying it should necessarily be removed here. Although some departments have, we've asked for clarity, like the PA's office, for example. We said, sorry, I know you guys did tons of work, but a lot of their employee requests were trying to be proactive and not falling behind, meaning in order to not fall behind, they need to take these steps forward. It's like, well, if we have a COLA or not, that is the way we take the steps forward because we're all in the same boat. But if some people are like falling behind, then that's where the equity adjustment is. So, but I think three out of the four are in that criteria. That one is just the one that I have questions on. So I know that was really long-winded, but I think it also helps when we get to the compensation meeting, like what we all need to kind of collectively discuss and also want to be fair to other departments, divisions, because I did not play the role of HR and say, here's the rubric that you use. I was using kind of a rubric that HR said, oh, that's a good rubric to use. But I know we did not give guidance on, here's the scale, look for people who might be behind. And if they're behind by 10%, then seek an equity adjustment. If it's just minimal, then as much as we want all of our people to continue to take steps, that's a lot different than someone who's fallen behind. What does it mean someone's behind? Right, we're not talking about 5%, 8%. We're talking about if you have a 10-year employee, they should be close to mid-grade. If they're not in mid-grade, that was one example of a scale, right, to use. But sorry, I know this is a huge budget. And that's just one point. But I just wanted there to be clarity on the record, so there was no awkwardness when we circle back. For the
Mr. Chairman, Clerk, thank you for that input. Like I said, invaluable to me as we sit back and go forward for 2, 3, 4 years down the road. Understanding what that looks like, what that framework looks like, is very, very beneficial to us at IT. So thank you very much. Is there another question for the B budget? I'll move to C budget relatively quickly.
I have one last question.
Yes.
I know we worked really hard in 2020 and post to get my licensing up to par. Have you had an annual audit internally this year on where you're at with licensing?
We're in the process of doing that right now. Mr. Chairman, Chief Rast, we're in the process of doing that right now with Don so that we know exactly what our true-up is going to be. So we're sitting back and evaluating, doing that audit as to where we are, hiring our operations manager and our sysadmin 3, both heavily engaged in that process.
So as you'll notice, the notes in the software line item, 577110, there's money earmarked every year for software licensing to accomplish the growth.
Right.
On licensing, as we add, remove, alter, change, expand, whatever it may be, but we want to make sure we're doing those annual audits.
Yeah.
That was painful. Make
sure we remember that. We don't have to go through it, skip it, so understood.
All right, let's move to C if there's anything.
80421, computer network software, $24,000 decrease. We're asking for the 6,000 digital fax solution that is a priority three. This will allow IT to move away from archaic analog fax lines to a modern digital process, reducing administrative overhead and reducing physical cost. 684220, office equipment. We're asking for a $17,100 increase. That's for the purchase of a print shop folder and inserter. That's priority two. The new folder and inserter were used to replace the older device, which was purchased over 6 years ago. So once again, replacing products and equipment that is in the service. 684221, computer network software. We're asking for a $58,000 increase. $30,000 for IP address and errand registration, which is a priority one. If we remember back to November of 2023, shortly after the election, our service provider had a fiber cut, and we were down for a while. And over the next 30 to 45 days, our service provider has several power cuts. So in the aftermath of all of that, I sat back and I looked at it, and we focused on disaster recovery or business continuity, when we should have been focusing on resiliency, the ability to not just wait for disaster, but any interruption to our network and our connectivity. How are we resilient? Do we have multiple paths? There are also things that I sat back and I looked at. There are things that were completely out of our control. We didn't own the domain name. We didn't own the IP addresses. There are a lot of things. Even though we had a process in place to sit back and mitigate that outage, what we did not have in place was ownership of a lot of those aspects. The funding that I'm asking for now will allow us to own those IP addresses, own that domain name, so it's ours. So we can tell service providers, you need to point here, you need to point there, our primary or our secondary location. It gives us more ownership of that process. And so that's why the $30,000 for the IP address registration, asking for $60,000 for a smart tap replacement. This is to move away from the Skype products that we had. Those Skype products were VeriSmart and SmartTap. I mean, I've got it placed as a priority three. There are other things that are far more important, such as resiliency. And so that's what that allows us to do, is the recording and the reporting products in our phone system is what it is. 684240, computer equipment. We're asking for a $15,000 increase for a shelf edition, priority one. Shelf allows the IT to expand our Veeam backup capacity. Right now, our backup is sufficient for our current configuration. But as we expand and as we grow, we're going to need to be able to sit back and accommodate that growth from a backup perspective. And so that's what this allows us to do. Another part of the resiliency effort is a $40,000 router for the second distribution layer. Another critical element of the resiliency process, this contributes to creating a separate path so that we have that redundancy that we want, that resiliency that we need in the county, to sit back and mitigate any type of interruption that we may have from the service provider perspective or natural disaster perspective or man-made disaster perspective. And then the final cost is a $140,000 virtual machine host replacement, priority one, last updated in 2016. Previously, the VM machines were divided into certain pools. This is the general pool. And so what this is the other pools have been updated in recent years. This one hasn't. And so what we're asking that $140,000 for is since they are approaching that end of service, that end of life. If we don't replace these, it's going to hurt our capability to provide maintenance, and it'll also create those security vulnerabilities that we talked about with anything that's on the network that is reaching end of service or end of life. That is my last ask. With that, I am open to any questions that anyone may ask.
Chairman, in our question.
Yes, sure.
This would be, I guess, a more generous
feedback on the new position. If you're confident that 90,000 is good, but the mid for the 83 to 114 is 99, so it's actually a little bit higher. Again, just trying to be consistent with the practice. So I don't know, DOCC, if you are confident that 90 is a target range that she could hire at, then I'm not going to try to up it, but the mid would actually be 99.
Okay.
So that would be a slight increase. I think Chief Rass has some feedback.
Chief?
Sure, I'm trying to respect my bounds and not overstep into this, but trying to find an information security officer at 90 is going to be real tough. So to appoint the clerk as making at that midpoint at 99 is more realistic if we want to qualify the candidate for that, for cybersecurity and just security of our network.
Okay.
Just, I want to throw that out there.
Questions, comments? Board?
Put it at 99.
Put it at 99.
I agree.
And then we'll redo the calculator because that nine gap benefits will be layered on it. But so we'll just.
All right. Thank you for your feedback.
Yeah. I'm being fair and equitable. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And that the mid range is higher, so I want you to know that. So, and that does seem like a critical. So one of the weaknesses you identified, and I think the chairman expressed concern too, and BOCC, is cybersecurity. So I definitely want to make sure you hire a good quality person. If we're going to hire someone, hire the right person. So,
Chief?
Mr. Chair, just one final comment. And this is Mr. Higgins' first budget year. So we've sat down two or three times going through all these numbers, kind of handoff from me to him. We tried to cut where we could, but these numbers made sense for what we needed for the county. So this was a co-op on the first year. The next year, it's all him. So I'll let you know that I did have a hand in some of this. Not all of it.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of equal, but yet completely different than facilities. So it's one of the bigger budgets on the C and B budgets. There's no other questions or comments. Would we be in favor of, with these changes, moving this forward in the process?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, for myself. So let the record show that we will accept this as a first draft, and we'll put it in the process.
Thank you, Director Higgins.
Thank you. Well done.
Survived. Good job.
You did well. All right, let's take a few minute break so we can reload for the next TCAs. All right.